On this edition of the Mark White Show, I'll have Dalton Sweeney, who is a Florence native and a graduate of Coffee High School. Dalton will be sharing about his nonprofit called Hey Young World and a special effort that's part of that nonprofit called Operation Rebuild the West Side of Florence, Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us. We'll have a few messages from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation in Athens, Alabama, where they do a great job with alterations. As a matter of fact, they had the lead singer of the Commodores come in here today, Mr. J.D. Nicholas. He came in with a sequin shirt, asked for them to do alterations on his shirt. April found out that he's the lead singer of the Commodores. If you go to the Mark White Show page or Coronation page, you're going to see that picture where the whole group of ladies who work here at Coronation were able to join him for a group picture. And April also got a poster signed by J.D. Nicholas. That's pretty cool, isn't it, Dalton Sweeney?
Very cool, very cool. The Commodores?
The Commodores, Lionel Richie's group.
That's legendary there, buddy.
April was really excited about that when he came in. Like I said, he had this sequin shirt, and April didn't know what he was doing with it, and she just asked, you know, what's this shirt for? And he said, well, I'm the lead singer for the Commodores. So she messaged me, and she said, you won't believe who was here, the lead singer of the Commodores. I thought that was really cool, and they told me he was coming today to pick up his shirt, but he loves Alabama. He's moved back here. And he's excited to be in this North Alabama area. It's a great area to live in. I've enjoyed it. You yourself raised in Florence, Alabama.
Shows, baby. One of the best areas, North Alabama, man. So he's here in Athens, huh?
He is.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. And I attended Lauderdale County High School myself in Rogersville, so I'm a Shoals guy as well.
Yes, sir.
Right now, folks, we have Dalton Sweeney with us, and I'll just tell you, just last week I went by Bill Penny Toyota and met Dalton Sweeney in the parking lot as I was looking for my royal blue SUV for the Mark White Show, and Dalton made it seamless and easy for me to purchase a vehicle from Bill Penny Toyota, and I do have my vehicle now. It's a Tucson, and I'm excited about it. I've enjoyed driving it so far. A lot of fun. So thank you for that, Dalton.
Glad to be of service. Thank you for your business too, Mark.
Yes, thank you, buddy. When we go back to the Shoals and we think about your childhood, how you grew up, let's talk about that. Let's talk about people who were early influences for you. Where did you start out in school, and what led you to the point where you are today?
Well, I started off in the west side of Florence, over in Handy Home. So kindergarten, went to school at what you call Handy. And from there, I went to Hibbett. You know, I also went to Forest Hill for about a year. And then I went to Hibbett Middle School. And left there, I went to Coffee High School, which I graduated. So Yellow Jacket alumni, you know, class of 1991. So, but growing up, you know, it's a little rough, you know, just a low-income area. Mom, you know, raised three of us. I was the oldest. So, you know, it was like real humbling beginnings and stuff. But, hey, we had love and happiness, and I didn't really know I was poor. So it was one of those type of things. So, you know, had a great community growing up. You know, back in the days, you know, everybody was your mom and dad. So
right.
If they saw you, they could whoop you and do whatever. So, you know, Florence, you know, I learned a lot, you know, but unity was the main thing in Florence. Growing up, you know, being the music capital of the world at one point in time, it was very diverse. So, you know, you had white musicians, blacks all together singing, you know, from the Percy Sledges to the Pop Rights. So growing up for me, you know, it was just exciting hearing about people coming in, you know, recording here at Fame and Malico Records. So, you know, it kind of really brought me into the music industry. I had a cousin, Tommy Summerhill. He sung backups with the Temptations. So Ollie Woodson, which is from Red Bank over there in the Town King area, was one of the lead singers of the Temptation. They took my cousin out on tour. He toured with them, opening it up. So I got to meet Ollie at the age of 14. He came, you know, Thanksgiving to my auntie's house. And I remember him putting up in this red Testarossa Ferrari. And big, you know, it's just like something you see in a movie. And real humble guy. So from that point, Mark, I knew that I wanted to be something, you know, not just the ordinary thing. It's like, you know, I'm like, hey, I want to be something. At that point, not knowing what I wanted to be, but, you know, I knew I wanted to be something more than, you know, just working at the factory and just coaching, you know, things in church. You know, nothing's wrong with that, but I just knew I had something bigger on the inside of me. So
challenging yourself as an athlete, I know you played basketball at Coffee High School. Do you think that that helped to develop some characteristics that you carry with you today?
It was a big development. And then the coaches, you know, sixth grade, I had a coach named Robert Woods. He came NFL player from Killeen, Alabama. Big guy, you know, big 6'6", you know, brother, you know, not playing, very disciplined, structured. But so he kind of got a hold to us, and, you know, he was just a real disciplined guy and, you know, no tolerance, zero tolerance. So we kind of rebelled against him for a year or two, but eventually, you know, we got in line. And then when I got to Coffee, my freshman year, Coach DJ Thomas, this guy here, he used to make us wear ties and slacks, so he kind of taught us about dressing for the part, you know, and he was big on grades, you know. He didn't care if you was a Michael Jordan. If you didn't get your grades, you weren't going to play. So, but he was one of those kind of guys that, you know, we were 17-1 my 10th grade year, and every day after practice, after the game, we won or lost. The next day, he would run us like we lost. No, we would beat teams 30 points, 20 points, and next day of practice, you'd have thought we lost the game. So I think they kind of built where, you know, hey, just keep going, never settling. So, yeah, I had some great people around, you know, from mom to dad, stepdad, you know. So I had, you know, I feel like I'm standing on a lot of great people's shoulders, you know.
When you talk about that coach, I know people listening will be like, that's really rough, making y'all run after you won a game. But for you and your perspective, that coach was a special guy to you because you knew what he was trying to do with you at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't for punishment.
Yeah.
It was for a learning experience, for bettering yourself. I had a coach that was a similar way.
Yeah.
We ran a lot.
Yeah.
And it was almost like, what did we do wrong this time?
Yeah.
But there was lessons to what he was teaching us. And that teaches determination. That teaches tenacity. That teaches the grit that we have to have when we face challenges in our life and those difficult times hit us really hard. Then I can go back to my athletic days and think about some of the challenges I was pushed to do and to have to push myself to be better, to be able to overcome it. Because if you don't push yourself, you stay behind and you stay where you are. You don't move forward if you don't push yourself in those opportunities.
Oh yeah, he used to push us, man. We used to run like 30 suicides. And it's funny because, you know, we're right here in Athens doing this interview, and this is where he is at now.
Okay.
At Athens High School. He left Florence. I think he went down south toward Mobile and come back up, and we still communicate.
Very
Facebook.
Good.
I saw him at the dealership, and I thank him. You know, when you're younger, you don't really realize that when people grab you like that, they really care. You think that they're being mean and
sure.
being hard, but a lot of my skill set that I use in business and my drive, you know, he's the guy that I would say probably is one of the most influential persons outside of my mom. You know, like I say, watching my mom, she just made something out of nothing. She was just an amazing woman, you know. So she worked hard. She never complained. So, you know, I got the best of both worlds in there.
And is your mom still with us?
Yes, she's still with us.
Excellent. Shout out to your mom.
Shout out to my mom, Linda Jo Sweeney.
All yes, right. Sir. Mrs. Sweeney, thank you for raising such a fine son. And we're here to talk about an effort in Florence, Alabama that takes you back home. You work in Huntsville. Do you also live in the Huntsville-Madison area?
I live in the Harvest area.
So Harvest.
Yeah, I live right in the Harvest area and stuff. And you know, I've been in the real estate. You know, I was a mortgage person, a house flipper, investor. And I've been doing properties up here in Huntsville, you know, Harvest, kind of all over. And God kind of put it on my heart 6 years ago to, you know, go back to your community. I used to go home for the holidays, and I would ride around in the abandoned houses, and everything kind of ran down. And, you know, it just kind of always would do something, like, because I remember it was so much life there, you know, just. And so I just kind of started going in and getting these old rented houses and, you know, just start renovating them, you know. And I had this vision and, you know, started off small. And now it's like, you know, we have a couple of them already finished. You know, one of them goes on the market to close next week. And we got a bunch of more. We got like six of them. So, you know, so that's kind of the thing. We call the campaign Operation Rebuild the West Side of Florence. And, you know, our thing is to kind of get on top of the renting agenda. You know, it's like a lot of people pay for rent what they can buy a house.
Yes.
You know, I know some people are scared, but, you know, like I tell them, you're going to pay the same money. If you buy it, you got equity, you know, you got, it's like it's your money, whatever you choose to do with it.
Gives you leverage.
Renting, you know, you're just paying for somebody else's houses. So that's what we're trying to do. Have another company called Your Credit Zone. Been doing credit probably 15, 16 years. Being in the mortgage and real estate industry, credit is very important. So we kind of help people get their credit scores together. We have 30 years experience, you know, a lot of attorneys, and no matter what it is, they went through from bankruptcies to, you know, just any type of debts, we come in and we kind of hold their hand and walk them through the process. So, you know.
Very good. Folks, right now we're talking to Dalton Sweeney. We're talking to him about his life. We're talking about his pursuits. He has an effort right now in Florence, Alabama called Operation Rebuild the West Side of Florence, and it's through his nonprofit called Hey Young World. And if you'll stick with us, we're going to talk about more of Operation Rebuild the West Side of Florence, this special effort, and also the Hey Young World and how that nonprofit was established. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. Right now, I do have Dalton Sweeney with me. If you listened in the first segment, you heard a lot about this guy. You heard a lot about people who influenced him. You heard about him growing up in Florence, Alabama, his life, early life, where he didn't even realize he was poor, but those are lessons that he's learned in life, that there was a struggle there. There was a challenge there. And an athlete, an academic person who was pushed to have good academics through a coach, to be pushed as a player, he now pushes himself through efforts that he wants to help in his own community, going back. Not that he lives in Florence, not that that is where he's at day to day. He lives in Harvest, Alabama, but he wants to go from Harvest, Alabama back to his home
and serve his community through Operation Rebuild, the west side of Florence, through Hey Young World. And let's talk about the nonprofit Hey Young World and how that was established, Dalton.
So Hey Young World, to me, you know, that's kind of my baby. I kind of, God has blessed me with a lot of gifts. You know, I was in the music industry for a lot of years. I'm still in the music industry. We have our own label. It's called Shows Music Group. So we deal with a bunch of Southern Soul, R&B, you know, I used to do the hip hop and rap back in the days. Don't do that anymore. You know, we just deal with more kind of what I call positive type music and stuff. So, you know, resources, that's what did it for me. You know, God kind of opened a bunch of doors for me and I wasn't scared. So, you know, I would try some stuff. And Hey Young World, to me, I came up with a concept where, you know, we have a lot of talent. It's a lot of kids out here with gifts, and but they don't know it. And if they had never seen, I got to saying that if a young man had never seen a man, how does he know how to be a man? And, you know, and that's kind of what I try to do my nonprofit. You know, we develop in music, we develop in business. You know, you got, whether you want to be an entrepreneur, whether you want to grab a trade or be an electrician, whether you want to be a plumber, whether you want to be a coach, school teacher, you know, it's kind of like we just kind of try to tap into them and just give avenues. If they say, hey, they want to go be this, we link them with this source. If they say, hey, I want to go here, we'll link them with this, whether it's Calhoun, Shows Community, Barber Colleges, you know, internship. So that's pretty much what Hey Young World is. You know, it started off developing in the music industry, and I was just like, okay, music is just one facet. Everybody's not going to be in the music industry.
Right.
You know, so it's like, okay, let's just give them avenues. And we kind of speak a lot and, you know, do Big Brother stuff. I have one friend, Rick Bugsby, he does kayaking, so he's an outdoor guy, you know, so he'll kind of take them outdoors and, you know, kayaking, and he likes to hunt and camp and stuff. So we just try to introduce them to things that they may not normally be able to be introduced to, and you know, like I say, it's near and dear to me. It's near and dear to me.
How has the effort grown since you established it? Are you pleased with the growth of the nonprofit?
I am. I'm doing a little more, especially in 24. I've just been so busy with the businesses, trying to get everything up and get everything going. And, you know, God has really been on me about, hey, I need you to do more in your purpose, you know. So, you know, this year, you know, we really want to do more events for the year and just kind of be a lot more into the community. You know, I'm just trying to change lanes. I'm so business driven, you know, but I want to give the nonprofit a lot more. And eventually we're looking to get a place to set up, you know, a community development center for the youth, you know. We had a house and we were going to use it, but the parking is not right. You know, it's one on the west side and we were going to convert it, but we kind of got our eyes on a few other places where, you know, we can have more parking and kind of do it at a bigger facet, but just kind of waiting on God. You know, I've learned, you know, like I always have these plans and God come around like, okay, that ain't the plan I got for you. So I don't care you wasted your time, you did it, but this is your plan. So, you know, just trying to wait on him. But, yeah, you know, West Florence is a very dear place to me. You know, it was where I was born. I feel it's the reason I am who I am. We got a lot of great people that have came from that. So I just want to be able to be a resource. You know, that's, you know, hey, tap in. You know, you need some help, we're going to point you into the right direction.
You touched on the Operation Rebuild the West Side of Florence, as we talked about you purchasing some houses, developing them into rental houses, the importance of someone owning their own home, the equity that's built in that. When we talk about Operation Rebuild, what is the ultimate goal of this effort for the West Side of Florence?
Just to help rebuild a community and, you know, just get people in nicer homes, whether they're going to rent, whether they're going to buy, you know. Growing up, one thing about me and my mom, we moved a lot because we always get the raggliest houses, whether it was electrical problems or floors falling in or bad plumbing. And you know, I just, as a kid, I was like, you know, I ever get up, I want to be able to get the nice houses. And, you know, I feel, you know, a lot of the renters, you know, they just don't, you know, I try to go into the houses like I'm going to live in them. You know, like any one of the houses that we redo, I can live in it and smile. So, you know, that's kind of the concept for them, you know, just to bring better living to the community. You know, just, you know, I mean, you don't deserve to stay in a raggedy house just because you're low income. And, you know, you see that a lot. So, yeah, you know, we just try to be a blessing to others.
If it's good enough for you, it's good enough for them.
Exactly.
And a lot of times
we can give our second best to other people in need.
Exactly.
It's not our second best that they really need. Yeah. If we want to improve our community, we have to give them our best. And those are the best tools included, the best tools to succeed. And you mentioned talking about educating people, helping them learn more about the financial side of things. That's where a lot of people hurt. I can give money and I can continue to give someone money, but if they don't have a financial strategy, if they don't have a financial plan, I'm giving them money without lessons to go with it. Just like your coach teaching you lessons, we have to understand how to manage money. And when we understand how to manage it, when we get money, we're able then to actually do something worthwhile with it. And we're not going to continually ask, can I have money? Can you give me money? We're going to bring people up. We're going to pull people up is the way I believe it.
And that's what it's about. Just 3 months ago, we did a financial literacy program over there at the Florence Library, Public Library. And it was through the Hey Young World. And we had a bunch of youth there. And, you know, we were just pretty much touching on credit and, what is your credit score? Just kind of keeping them simple. I had one of my friends, Cal Magnum. He's vice president of Bank Independent. So he was one of the speakers, you know, just on balancing bank accounts and checking, you know. Then I got another one of my friends, Sean. He came over, you know, he deals with insurance and stuff like that. So the financial literacy, you know, all of this is through Hey Young World. You know, we try to cover everything. Like you said, something that is so key, you can give them. You know, it's kind of like they say, you can catch the fish for them and feed them, but if you teach them how to fish themselves, they can feed themselves. And that's just kind of where I'm at. That's how I was always taught. My stepdad, my dad's uncles, they always taught me where I could go in and do it myself. You know, they'd be like, no, I ain't going to hold your hand now. I'm going to show you one time you need to pay attention and stuff. So that's kind of, you know, the program that we try to stay on.
I'll give you a fishing pole. I'll give you the hooks. I'll give you the weights. I'll give you a bobber. We'll have the whole thing set up and then teach somebody how to fish. Now they have their tools.
That's right.
And they know now how to fish.
That's it.
They're going to supply themselves. They're going to be happy with themselves. I think when we do things ourselves, I think it's okay to be proud of ourselves and what we've accomplished. And we can look, and when we do stuff ourselves, instead of looking to say, well, I received it from other people, that's great. But to do it ourselves, I think there's a sense of accomplishment there. I believe that people are better people when they feel like they've done something worthwhile. It gives purpose to life.
That's it. And that's what it's about. To me, God blesses us to be a blessing to others. You know, I just, no matter what I go through in life, it always comes back to, okay, I gave you these gifts, so what are you going to do? Keep them for yourself, or are you going to share them? Because that's how he does with us. He shares all his gifts with us, you know. It's like, you know, just kind of tap in. And I just, you know, with the youth, you know, they're in a terrible space right now in life. You know, just so much killing, so much stuff. And a lot of it, you know, mental health is real big. You know, that's another thing we try to touch on, you know, because a lot of, you know, I feel I went through depression so much, and I was a good athlete because of, you know, that was my avenue. You know, I had all this aggression, I had all this anger, and I had all this stuff pent up. So I learned, okay, I get on the court, and, you know, and that's where I got. A lot of them, they don't really have no outlet. You know, it's kind of like they don't realize it. So, yeah, like I say, we got a lot of things coming, and, you know, I'm just praying God just builds it. And, you know, just, hey, you know, I'm at a point in life where, you know, whatever he wants me to do, that's what I'm here for.
Dalton, let's tell people how to follow what they can do right now at this moment when they're listening. Take a step. I want listeners to take a step. What steps do you want them to take today?
Well, I want each one to teach one. You know, I mean, whether it's my organization, Hey Young World, whether it's somebody else's, I just think we need to do more, especially the men. You know, we kind of need to do more with reaching back to the youth. You know, I feel the women, you know, they can pretty much, you know, handle the girls. But with the young men, you know, hey, I think we just need to do more. If you can help somebody, give them a good word, give them a good advice. And, you know, I just think there needs to be more of that in the world.
Do you have a page, website, anywhere people can go?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. Dalton Sweeney as my name. We have a campaign you can follow on Facebook. It's called Operation Rebuild the West Side of Florence. We kind of try to promote a lot, and you can kind of tap in with that and kind of help us out. Just whatever. Just spread the word. If you know somebody in need of a nice home in the Shoals area, need assistance, just reach out to us.
Mr. Dalton Sweeney, thank you, sir, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about your effort called Hey Young World and this special effort through Hey Young World called Operation Rebuild the West Side of Florence. I appreciate your great work. We're going to work together. We're going to team up on this, and we're going to help make this happen even bigger in 2024.
Thanks for having me, Mark, man. You keep doing what you're doing, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. with the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
These are my kind of people.